Well, I have a different view of the Buddha. Probably we all do. But I can see how that view has developed from making the Buddha this transcendental figure. What is left when you cease to desire? Even in the early scriptures, we have this sense of the Buddha as being somehow perfect, a perfect being walking through the world. He's said to have 32 marks that are associated with what the Vedic tradition considered an enlightened being should have. Well, we still see them on the depiction, the long earlobes, the top knot. Buddhas also have very long tongues. And one way to find out if someone is a Buddha in this sense, you have to get them to stick their tongue out. And then if you see that they can lick things off their forehead, then you know that they are either a Buddha or what's called a great agent, Chakravarti, Raja. And they've got sheathed penises. So that's the other way to find out if someone is a Buddha. 32 of those things. And what's going on here is that in the scriptures, that is what passes for a physical description of the Buddha. And somehow there's this kind of mythology mixed with what one might actually have observed. Or maybe the Buddha did look like that. Except, when you read the scriptures, and by scriptures I mean the Pali Canon, in particular the discourses of the Pali Canon, which are, for those of you who don't know, and I'm not going to go into all the ins and outs of what texts were, they're sort of the oldest ones of the Buddhist scriptures that we have. When you read them, you find the Buddha can just turn up somewhere and people just start talking to him. And they don't say, "What's that on your head?" In a text called the Dhativibhanga Sutta, for example, we have the Buddha sharing a hut. He needs somewhere to sleep. He's just wandering around and he's put up for the night in a hut. And there's another wandering holy man there called Pakusati. They spend all night meditating. The Buddha sits there meditating because that's what he likes to do. And he notices this other chap is joining him. He's sitting there, seems very concentrated. So at the end of the night, he says to him, "Tell me about yourself." And Pakusati says, "Well, I've come here to meet the Buddha. I hear he's really a great teacher." In other words, he hasn't noticed anything about the person with whom he's sharing a hut that will tell him that he's actually found him already. And there are quite a lot of examples like that. So this idea that the Buddha looked really distinct, it isn't properly carried through. So what did he look like? Well, it's said that he was very handsome. He was good looking. He was tall, but not too tall. He was radiant. He literally shined, especially at certain times. But one still has a feeling that there's an element of hagiography in those descriptions. It's still matching an idea of what a Buddha ought to look like. But then what about this? The Buddha's old now. Ananda is with him. Ananda is his companion. They've been together for 25 years. And they spoke with great familiarity. Ananda says, looking at... Sorry, I mustn't catch anyone's eye as I do this. He says, "It's amazing, Lord. It's astounding how the Blessed One's complexion is no longer so clear and bright. His limbs are flabby and wrinkled. His back bent forward. There's a discernible change in his faculties." So he's saying, "Buddha, you used to be really good looking. Look at you now. You used to be young, fit and strong. Isn't that amazing how flabby you look?" The Buddha says, "Well, that's the way it is, Ananda. When young, subject to aging. When healthy, subject to sickness. When alive, subject to death." And you imagine a long pause between them. So they sit there, reflectively nodding to each other. I love that sort of sense of intimacy. And we don't have any sense of idealising the Buddha. Now, that's not to say the Buddha wasn't good-looking and strong and fit and healthy. No reason to think he wasn't. But that isn't serving a polemical purpose. That isn't an archetype. That's the sort of thing that makes me trust the suttas as containing material that really goes back to the Buddha.